This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday. Friday, May 16th, 2025.
May the 16th be around you, or whatever.
Nailed it.
Yeah, there's... when's Memorial Day?
Week from Monday.
Oh, for real?
26.
I want to take that day off in honor.
It's probably a good idea. Like I kind of lined it up with wrestling. Wrestling's the week before. Actually, it's coming Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. That's how you kind of play off of that one. Because I don't remember the actual date. That date's never the same, right? It always changes. Like Thanksgiving.
It's always on a Thursday, though. But, yeah, the date's different. The date is different.
So it's always, what, that third or fourth Monday in May? It's the official kickoff to summer. I know that much.
Yes. I learned that from NASCAR. NASCAR taught me that. It's beginning of summer. Of course, I know, like, I think, like, and then, I mean, you know, when you say this, of course, there's people living in different, like, around here. Generally speaking, I believe next Friday is the last day of school.
Oh, already?
Might be.
I only know one person that I talked to that still has children in school. And they shared with me, yes, next Friday, last day of school.
Yay.
I don't know if this was the case with you, but I knew people that vacation a lot, and they went to certain places at a certain time. Like Memorial Day, that was always like a Destin, Florida type vacation.
Oh, yeah. So they'd go to the beach or the lake or something like that.
Well, they'd go to Myrtle, but that was later in the summer.
Yeah.
But Destin was like always the first one to kick it off.
Wow.
For summer vacation.
Yeah. All my vacations, except for, I'm talking about like as a kid, was always Myrtle Beach, the occasional sprinkling in of Gatlinburg.
Ew.
Four trips to Disney. And Bahamian cruise.
Dang.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder how they swung a cruise growing up.
I know. It was for a timeshare, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to have been writing my book.
Well, usually.
Yeah, he didn't know
nothing. I get your timeshares confused with the other ones that just get dinners.
I'm like, I know a guy who can get you out of yours if you need. I'll give you his number.
I don't want a lawyer, though.
You know what? He sounds just like Sam Elliott. Guy's great. But
I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, we went on the cruise, and that was for a timeshare out of Fort Lauderdale, which was also odd because everything I knew about Fort Lauderdale was Spring Break movies on HBO. So I thought I was going to see women's breasts everywhere and, you know, teens running around acting wild and stuff. It was kind of a retirement city at that point, kind of cooled down a little bit.
I'm not saying this about your parents. But do you feel like maybe those people that run those kind of peg people when they get there, like, okay, you're not going to buy a timeshare. You're just here for the gimmick. But they got seats they got to fill too, so.
Well, now you you only get like a steak dinner.
You don't get the whole weekend?
I don't even think you get like a out of town. Matter of fact, I know somebody who, read my lips.
Oh.
He is in, I don't want to say bed, but they provide meals in exchange for, I don't know, maybe that's how they got their timeshare. I don't know.
It's what, 2 hours, I guess, presentation?
Yeah, I just sit through that, and then that was our hustle. We'd go down there, and I know that the kids would act bad, so we'll get thrown out.
Wait a minute.
What was your hustle?
That we would go down there, and we'd sit with all the people trying to sell us a timeshare, and then we'd get, like, a room for the whole weekend. And one time, we got it for 3 days, so it was really nice.
Hmm. So you
went into it. We stayed in a condo, yeah.
With no thought that you were going to get it?
No.
See, my parents, we only did it to one time, you know, that we went on one of those trips. And either the salespeople are that good, or my parents might have just been the parents that, like, fell for that stuff, because they bought a $2,000 vacuum one time.
Bless them. I've done that.
Really? Yeah. Like a door-to-door salesman type?
Yeah, and the guy, it almost got, like, you know, he would not leave. I'm like, look, man, you've been here an hour and a half. At the time my son was in school, I'm like, I got to go pick him up. I had to call somebody to go pick him up because the guy would not leave. He's like, one more thing. And I was about to, like, literally throw his ass out of the house.
I wouldn't have waited that long.
I would have.
I shouldn't have opened the door. I saw him schlepping his vacuum up the damn driveway.
You were too nice.
I was kind of curious. I'm like,
you might have been a serial killer.
Well, I mean, I would have. You wouldn't have had enough tools to kill me. A, with him. B.
Oh, you were smaller than the.
I could have taken this guy, for sure.
You bought a $2,000. Was it a rainbow?
It was a Kirby.
Oh, okay.
Did they run your credit, or how'd they do it?
Yeah, so I mean, they're weird. Like, that's pretty much what it is. You got to finance the vacuum. He's like, well, this will clean your car out, too. And then. This is my display model. I'll give it to you for cheap.
That's exactly the way they...
$2,000?
I want to say my dad's the one who was the decision maker on it. I mean, they usually, when it came to big stuff, you know, talked about it or whatever. But the thing that sold my dad, and it's almost what you just said there about cleaning your car. My dad got weekly car washes, and he would go to this... And I think they all do it, but you could pick out your scent of the smell. Yeah. And that was the sale with my dad. Like, you make the car outside look good, but if you make it smell like cherry blossom or, you know, something tropical or whatever, I mean, he was all into that. So they had revolutionary in the 90s, you take this little, almost like a K-cup, and you pop it down in the vacuum, and as you're vacuuming, it's making your house smell that way.
Oh,
that's what
damn.
Sold my dad on a rainbow vacuum.
I don't know if 90s. They do that now, do they?
I'm sure it's probably wireless now. I mean, they've probably got some way. Alexa, make it shoot out pancake flavored air. I don't know.
They got the nice Electroluxes now.
Yeah.
Alexa, set an alarm at 6:10 a.m. to eat Dookie. So now people got to go
back.
He
doesn't work here anymore.
We used to know somebody who would get in a tit for tat for the whole vacuum talk. That's why I never like to bring it up around that person.
The talk of the costs.
Well, yeah, what? Like, this person's always like, well, I paid more for, you know, whatever I got going on.
One upper on the vacuum.
Yeah, like, you got some nice dog clothes. Well, guess what, buddy? Mine are a $2,000 set.
There's three people in this world. There's the guy that you just mentioned, where they want to admit that they paid more. Like, they feel like, oh, really? I paid this for this. Or you have the guy, and a good example is Mark Hendricks, who will come in sometimes wearing like a nice, like, brand of a shirt or something. I'll say, hey, nice, you know.
He's whatever. Wearing like Abercrombie one day.
Or well, I said nice Costa. Brand.
Might have been American Eagle, actually.
Well, I'm saying this was like a one that, like, you know, sticks out good. Not something that, like, everybody's got. And I was like, hey, nice whatever it was. And he's like, oh, this thing?
Yeah.
It was like 80% off.
Yes, Bugle Boy.
And I don't know. It wasn't
He's
Bugle
Boy. He's the hustle man.
Yeah, let me, I could probably tell you if I thought about it long enough.
It was Cutter and Buck.
It's not Louis Vuitton, certainly. It's not Gucci, but it's like one of those like...
Coogee.
Step down from that. Step up from Coogee. But anyway. And then the third person is like, oh, wow, nice. They just don't give a damn either way.
Yeah, this is a St. John's Bay. Yeah, you look.
I don't know why you would want to admit you paid more. The pissing contest should be who paid less. Like Mark Hendricks is winning.
I know there's nothing to show off unless you know you're like you're not in school anymore. So
if you got a good deal on it, I think that's one thing that women do. Which I think women it's that nurturing where they want to share information. Guys hide honey holes. Women don't.
Oh yeah, you know you got to.
You have to.
You can't give it up, man.
You just got to be smart about things and, you know.
I hate when people
shop
do
at
that.
The right time. Shop out of season, then you're going to save money.
They'll go on the social media like, hey, I got this for so-and-so. Go get one. I'm like, stop it.
You know what annoys me is Temu and all the other stuff. Look what I got, because every time I've ever ordered something off it, it's been pretty bad.
I mean, I order
then
one
I'm
thing
just
off
give it away because it's awful.
I got it 2 months later.
2 months.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
It was a box, a card box. Kind of like a, you know, not a Halliburton or anything like that, but, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a regular phone box. 2 months. I didn't have to pay any kind of extra port charges people have to pay now.
You should just went over to Bowling Spring Sports Cards.
I know.
You're not a real collector.
I'm not anymore, actually.
Why? After your latest grades from PSA?
Ooh. Kind of makes you want to step back a little bit. I need Travis to have it. You know, I had the bookmobile. I have a card mobile that you can drive near me.
That's depressing.
God.
Can people see that online?
See
your rankings? Or?
Oh, yeah.
They can't see it unless they have your account. They can't log in and see what you're.
You talk about the card? If they scan the card, they can. But.
Oh, okay.
I would think scan the card and see what it's worth, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Like especially
like you're a big time big wig collector, people would know.
what that world is flexing.
If you just got, I mean, it really is. Yeah. Like it's like, hey, come and look how much money I've spent on stuff. It's just kind of odd.
Like I don't get excited to watch other people enjoy things.
Okay.
If it's like a
you watch porn.
Yeah. Well,
but if it's
misery for him.
Somebody's like, hey, you know, come hang out. We're going to be doing this, and I'm going to be doing this or that. And I'm like, okay, I don't get anything out of it. I'm watching you enjoy something.
Oh, okay.
So you're not in a cuckold then?
I don't care. Cards. A lot of people will have breaks.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of breaks online. Like, hey, we're going to bust open a pack. The slow reveal where they slide the card down. I'm like, it's not mine. I don't care. I don't want you to get a good card. I'm not happy for other people to come out in life better than me.
So all those times that you were standing behind me while I was at Dave and Buster's playing the claw game, you were secretly cheering for me
to lose,
to drop whatever plush I was going for.
I was trying to bump into you as soon as you grabbed
me. Boy, that's brutal.
I talked to the guy. I'm like, look, I don't know if you normally do this.
You wanted him to grease him up, didn't you?
Yeah, but like, can you rig it where nobody ever wins anything at all, ever? He's like, I got you, man.
You're a sad clown.
I said, I'm going to grease up the grabber. What do you call it? The claw.
It's called the claw. What do you call the little mechanism that grabs the plush?
Do you remember the one?
It's the claw.
It's a plush.
Remember the one down here at the theater when we would go to movies, we would play? It was, you had to cut the string, and it's something ridiculous like a prize.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, you know, a Gucci bag or something stupid.
Oh, it wasn't. You're not going to win it.
Like some kind of electronic device. Yeah.
It was like an iPod or something.
I remember that on the ship, and my husband tried to win it, and he got really upset. And then some lady came in and right after won it.
Oh, man, I won the iPod. Ooh.
And I was like,
damn you.
It wasn't meant to be. Sorry.
You damn Bohemian woman. Get out of here.
Those things are like, aren't they like... slots and things like that, meaning like they're just on an algorithm. Like when they're going to hit, they're going to hit. They don't grab the same ferocity every time.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think so.
It kind of seemed that way because it just went right for it when she put her money in. It was kind of funny.
I mean, it's rigged to a sense, but it's almost just like I'll tell you a great example is I have learned now. So the way I drive to work, there's four lanes The middle lane is a red light. What?
It just, you were at a point where your glasses were literally blocking your eyes. You look like
I had them down on the end of my nose, but then I was looking at you.
You're like Reading Rainbow from Star Trek.
Dude, I look like I was gonna say LeVar Burton. Those sunglasses that he wore. That's the way it looked. Anyway, I don't need to read crap. Let me take them off. Damn it, what was I saying? I know that's on me. I just can't.
We were talking about the claw machines.
Yeah, the claw machine. And good job. So there's the four lanes, and one of the far left lane, it's you're waiting to get the light so you can turn left. The other three going straight. And when the arrow goes, I know now it's 10 seconds before my light turns.
Oh.
That's a long time.
And I sit there. Well, they get the arrow.
Oh, he's okay.
They get the arrow, and then those three, it's 10 seconds, and I can sit there. And the other day, I was like, 8, 9, 10. And I hit the gas before the thing even started. By God, it was 13 seconds on that day.
Oh, no.
It was. I was one of them where it's like, vroom, where you just like, everybody's looking at you like, what are you trying to get to, speed demon?
You
didn't you didn't do enough Mississippis.
Blanky, blanky.
I did. I didn't go 1, 2, 3. Four. I was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just take a little stutter step. Everybody's like, "Oh, you trying to race me at 4:40 in the morning, man?"
We were behind.
Let's be honest. 5:05.
We were behind a guy in a motorcycle who was first up at the light, and he couldn't get it started, and he was throwing his hands up, and everybody was honking the horn.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Just walk it across through the other moving lanes of traffic?
I don't know. He was like throwing his arms up.
If it was a goose, everyone would stop what they're doing and smile and video it. But if it's a human being, they will cuss you out. Go on. Get out of the way. Oh, look at the goose there.
I saw some Bike Week videos last night. I forgot it was Bike Week in Myrtle Beach.
Last week was Bike Week?
No, right now.
This week's Bike Week.
Yeah. It ends, ends on Sunday, but...
Oh.
It was just a rough crowd. Some of the stuff, 'cause you know, you click on the snap map, you can see all kind of crap going down.
Well, Myrtle Beach week in general is kind of dicey right now. Just any association with it. I mean, it's
iffy. Could be a good time. You don't know.
And I'm saying that for all the bike weeks.
And then Black Bike Week is the week. I love how that's how it's branded. That's how it's like officially called.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right.
And it's a different crowd, you know. It's like two different parties.
They're black. Yeah. Let's start with that. Now, here's a question: do you have to be? Like, if I couldn't get off this week, and I wanted to go next week, and and it's not White Bike Week anymore. I mean, it's not called. Also, furthermore, were any blacks allowed to attend this week's festivities?
You know what?
Is it segregation?
I don't think you could take the certain motorcycle each crowd uses.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think so.
It's like wearing a different cut at the wrong rally. Yeah.
If you got an honorary black card, you can probably go. Like, you know, that's cool. That's Madman. You can show up.
I lost that card.
So that's
you carry a coin with you. It says 90 days on it.
That's a different party. We know somebody that did that. And,
I know.
God, he might have been a chomo, but nonetheless.
Hell, he was. I mean, looking back now, you throw all the pieces together, and you're like, man, I thought he had to go home and do homework, but he was calling me an essay.
Well, you probably shouldn't have kids, buddy.
It's like, when my mom called me an essay, it was short for smartass. What are you talking about, buddy? But, yeah, with the bike weeks, like, that is interesting. Like, there's not been any mandated, you know, because everything's all... I don't know. Is diversity still on trend?
Hopefully. By God, it better be.
I can't tell anymore.
Do you know the videos we used to get from Bike Week? It was like a big orgy.
God. Just, I mean, guy would be like smooching on a woman's Hooters, like right there in front of everyone in a like restaurant. It didn't even have to be a bar.
Then when it got...
Like Captain Benjamin's, a bit there.
When it would get like a little rougher when he was performing. He would like send us the videos. I'm like, guys, this is me. Like, you see everything. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It's like he was wearing a GoPro.
You guys want to see a video?
Looking down. It's like, you know, if you didn't send so many of these, I wouldn't be able to verify that's you, but that's clearly you.
And everybody's drunk, and the one girl's like, you know, half cross-eyed, you know, when this is all going down.
Yeah. And you quickly want to delete it on your phone so it's not used for evidence down the road for something.
Yeah, you don't want to be called to go to trial or nothing.
No. can't.
That's a lot.
Sir, did you watch this video?
We sent you an RSVP to come to trial. Where were you?
Where were you?
Fat boy.
You're in the group, so you need to go.
Fat boy, I'm hungry. Can you give me a little taste?
You want a little bit?
Oh, hungry. A little taste.
Bullshit neighbors. You're a piece of shit. Nobody likes them. It looks like Shrek. F***ing pain in my balls. And I just wish to, you know, the f***er disappear. Just go away, man. Move, motherfucker. Move.
Get out the way.
He's probably not from here, right? Pain in my balls.
It's my balls.
Balls.
It's got a little Jersey. I don't want to say. I think it's straight up like Jersey, maybe a little Philly.
Balls.
Sound like Bubba Ray Dudley.
Like, are you saying bulls or bowls?
Did he tell anyone nearby to get the tables at the end of the call?
I think he told people he had an idea.
And all right. We'll have some fun with that. That'd be the 8 o'clock hour. Your time to get in calls will be just after sports concludes. And that kind of happens right after headlines. And that happens right after this. Paige, what are you working on?
Well, a human leg bone was found less than a half a mile down the road from this very famous woman's home.
A human leg bone?
A human leg bone.
Well, I mean, it's a human leg bone, yeah. A famous woman.
The fact that they could even tell.
And it happened around her Rhode Island mansion. So we'll get into that story next in Your Eyes, Guys Headlines.
It's going to be a trick. It's going to be somebody who's born a man but is a woman now.
I don't know nobody that lives out of Rhode Island. That's just like, is that Biden?
No, he's Delaware.
Delaware, that's right. Oh, famous person in Rhode Island. Yeah. I can't even like point to it on the map, really.
It is somewhere up there.
Like, it's weird that an island is a state, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Can we swap it for Puerto Rico? Oh, hang on now.
DC. I'm so cheap, I have to go to the Inner Banks. I can't afford the outer. I go to the inner.
All right.
We'll get on to famous people maybe murdering people and burying them in the yard next. Maybe. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
We begin with this.
Oh, well.
Good morning, I'm Paige. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. A human leg bone was found less than a half a mile down the road from this very famous singer's house at her Rhode Island mansion.
Ah, texture just ruined it, you jackass.
Oh, poo-poo.
Oh, dang
it. Why do you do such a thing?
Well, no one else can. I didn't read it aloud. I'm not going to say it now.
I'll still say Carney Wilson.
Okay, that's nice. Well, police say foul play is not suspected at this time, but some people think there's a serial killer in the Northeast because there's been other things that have been found. So... It happens to be at Taylor Swift's home around that area, less than a half a mile down the road.
Is Travis Kelce got both legs? Do we know? Has anyone verified that? We're off season right now. Who knows?
He better. That's an odd place to have a mansion, right?
Yeah. It's like when Ashton Kutcher, when he went and bought that big old place out in Iowa. He's like, I want to get the hell away as far as I can from... Hollywood.
Well, Tyson, he had that place in Farmington, Connecticut that 50 Cent bought, and I'm like, I've been there. It's a nice area, but it's kind of an odd place to have a mansion.
Yeah. Oh, there's great examples of that up toward, back up past Blue Ridge, up near Landrum. You can tell somebody was bequeathed land, but they're like, well, I'm going to upgrade a little bit here. And they put this lavish thing. It's probably like when you had like a little lean-to house in the 1800s and neighbor across the street built a Monticello kind of place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, The Rock's got a house in a weird spot in Georgia, right? Didn't he buy some mansion out like in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that land's expensive because of Madea. Trey Perry, whatever his name. Tyler. I was saying, going to call him Trey Parker for a minute. That's damn South Park.
I didn't know they filmed Family Feud in Atlanta. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, they've have like, they're calling it Hollywood of the South. All these different companies. And it's the taxation. South Carolina tried to do it, but nobody wanted to film anything outside of Charleston and Myrtle Beach.
Like,
I mean, the tax cuts for filming a movie in South Carolina are ridiculous. North Carolina cut it. That's why Will Ferrell and all them other ones pulled out of North Carolina doing all that production.
You could do a whole new season of The Wire in Poe Mill itself.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes. It's going to change where, you know.
Look at what 8 Mile did for damn Eminem. Piece of crap
and
area.
I think a lot of it has to do with like shooting where it's non-union and stuff, where you don't have to pay those kind of fees for people, and other parts of the country do better than big cities because you got to pay the taxes and all that. Yeah.
You know, when the Chris Benoit house down there in Georgia, do you know that, you know, you think that people... And granted, that's been, what, how long ago? 20?
God, since he killed a woman?
I can't remember how long it's been. Anyway, let's say the house was worth like $600,000. It sold for a quarter of its value.
Oh, no.
So
now it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, but now the inflation. See, that's what people keep forgetting. And I'm like... Everything is, like you mentioned gold yesterday. That's actually what got me talking to this person about it. And they said, did you see if gold was over 3K? I'm like, you text me to ask me that. When you could have done that same damn thing on your phone, but nevertheless, I said, it's actually $3,200. And he said, what's the last buy-in you had? And I told him. And he says, my God, that's pretty good. And I was like, but the inflation, so if if everything goes up, let's just say 15%, and the dollar stays flat. Listen to me over here like a Mr. Wonderful. But inflation 15% like on everything across the board. But your yearly raise is maybe 3%.
Cost of living, they call
each it. Each year, you're losing 12% while everything else is going up. So
companies don't care.
So when WWE says we just had the biggest WrestleMania of all time, money-wise, yeah. So is the egg industry right now. So are the real estate companies, especially.
Walmart's about to when they jack up the prices on everybody.
I mean, so as long as if you were getting a 15% raise while inflation went up, yeah. I mean, things would just be wonderful. But everything's up. So if you had something that went down, that's when you really got to worry. If it goes down during inflation, ooh.
Man, I get it with small business, but when you're a multi-billion dollar company, like that is ridiculous.
You want to put it on silent, maybe?
It's on silent. I'm sorry.
I'm hearing it ringing.
Yeah. I had a great point. I hate both of y'all.
I couldn't hear you over her phone.
I'm sorry. A-H.
Ass hill. Yeah, it's too close.
So no comment from Taylor Swift on the leg bone.
Did she even know about it? Like, I bet she didn't know about it until it became a story.
Why don't you call her?
Just watching TMZ with Travis. It's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's our house. Which one? Who's we have leg? One in every state, honey.
When you're Travis Kelce and you go to her house, wherever it is, she's not just sitting in there by herself, right? Like not answering the door.
She has a staff.
It's just nuts. That is odd.
Why don't you sit on your phone so it won't ring?
You go in and there's like door people, there's kitchen people. I'm like, okay.
Like it's a castle where there's like 14 maids and a butler and a bunch of handymen.
Like how are we going to bang with all these people around?
I mean, if I was somebody like her, I would have on guard staff. Like Jennifer Aniston's house? Shoot, man.
Oh, yeah, she did. She had the bodyguards.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Guy drove into her gate.
I wouldn't want anybody coming into my... But
Phoebe probably don't need one.
But they're not up where your bedroom is, coming into your private area, because I wouldn't like that. You know, what are you doing?
Ain't nobody coming in my private area, Paige. I'll tell you right now.
What are you doing in my bathroom,
sir? That's why it's called private.
You can hand me towels, but that's okay.
Give me some rags. Yeah. Give me some J rags.
Give me some clean towels.
Isn't that the... You know, we've talked about the plots of porn. Isn't that the worst one is when the woman is her husband's in there watching TV, the football game, not paying attention to her. She's in there making dinner, washing dishes, and suddenly a masked man enters and is going to have his way with her. And she's like, no, you're not doing anything wrong here. He's not even paying attention. So the husband's in there. You see the back of him cheering for the team. And the guy wearing the hockey mask, or not the hockey mask, but the ski mask or whatever, is sitting there banging the wife on the dishwasher.
I've never seen that.
And she's fine with it.
Or he's around the corner and, you know, she's like, oh, I'm back here. And the husband comes through the door.
Right. Or the stepbrother and sister are at home and school's out and parents are at work. And they're like, what else are we going to do? I don't know. You want to play strip or poker?
That happens. They're not trying to kill each other. They're doing the other.
People look too good. It sucks.
I know. They don't make them like... I was reading... I'll say it. I don't give a darn. I was reading... I was getting a haircut yesterday. And I was reading... Look. Hey, summertime.
Dang, why need one?
Wow.
I know. I just cut it all off. I didn't.
So you were reading Ebony magazine?
I was reading not Ebony. I was reading Greenville magazine. And I was like... I read it like through and through. And it's like, there ain't a fat person one in this damn magazine. All just like, matter of fact, I noticed a couple people from TV that were posing as models, uncredited, but I was like, oh, that's so-and-so from Fox. And I'm like, this is not a good representation. Now, there are skinny people and fit people here, but...
You didn't see the most beautiful
people. You didn't
people.
See, like, real Greenville.
No.
It was all dolled up. I'd like to just keep it real, like, show, like... The muffin tops. Show the people when they talk about the obesity rate in America, they show the people walking from neck down on the sidewalk. I've been that person before.
What were the features, though, would make sense?
Big butts, big
bellies. The articles.
Big butts and guts.
Oh, it's really, that magazine is really just 80% advertisements.
Yeah.
written as stories. But yeah, it was just, they were all just like model types. And, you know, all the girls were, that's so funny. And then all the guys were like, you know, doing this thing where they're like, yeah, I'm Steve Jobs, I'm thinking hard.
I like to look through the events to see if people I know were hobnobbing.
It's also interesting, though, I will give it its value. There's, you know, things to do while in Greenville. And it's like, hell, I've lived here my whole life. I didn't know that was there. It's like a natural little, I'm not going to tell you, it's my honey hole now, but it's like a like a waterfall type situation. Very nice.
Dang. Oh, okay.
I'll tell you after I go. Then I'll tell everyone.
For like a hike. I get nervous about this stuff. Like the guy who kept telling us to, he had gold in his property, we can come get some gold if we wanted. I think that was a ruse to sodomize us.
I absolutely.
I would be careful of that. You might end up.
He just said he needed help.
Hanging somewhere.
It's like, we're going to have to end up helping this guy wipe or something. Yeah, it's not good.
Now that you're here, I love the show. Could you wipe my ass, please?
Yeah, please. I don't have good use of my arms. I shouldn't say that. All right, thank you, Patrick. Fat Boy, 2007 for Benoit, so going on 18 years.
07.
Years. Yeah.
Well, he did an awful thing.
He did.
You know what? In that vein, we'll talk some wrestling. Talk about JR. Catch up with old JR. What's going on with JR?
Yeah.
Posted a pretty major update yesterday. Wow. Pretty major health update.
Oh, I really, honest to God, don't know.
Yeah. I kind of don't want to tell you, but I got to. It's not good.
Oh.
It's not good, folks. It ain't good.
Yeah, that's so. I mean, it happens. It happens.
This
guy is like so important to professional wrestling. I mean, maybe not currently because of his health, but I mean,
he is the guy, and he won't admit it because he's humble about it. But he is the dude.
Absolutely, absolutely. Closely followed by, I mean, dude, Michael Cole's awesome.
Yeah,
we were supposed to go to break 6 minutes ago. Did you see this?
They'll put your Caudles and your Solis up there, but I mean, it's JR's.
Gordon Solie for sure, but just when it comes to the Gordon Solie didn't sound like he wanted nothing more than to smoke another cigarette. You know. All right, Sports Next. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. On this day in sports history, way back in 1985, this gentleman was named NBA Rookie of the Year.
1985. Now, see, that's what you're going to get me on this one, because basketball is one of those odd things that plays over two seasons.
Yeah, it does. Now, the 85 draft lottery is frozen envelope.
Oh, yeah.
People saying draft lottery is not rigged. I mean, come on. Just a lot of coincidences over the years.
Yeah.
But it's not rigged, is it? Nah. Michael Jordan. 1985 Rookie of the Year. I know the answer, but a lot of people don't know the answer of why 86 is considered his rookie card.
Well, I want to hear your reasoning, because he had a rookie card in 84 and 85 with the Star Company.
But, you know, that was the first year you could buy individual players, or they released him that way. They were releasing team sets before.
Get them out of an individual pack, not like a set.
But everybody's got a lot of that card. Like a lot of that card. A
lot of Fleer?
Yeah, the Jordan.
Oh, it's like the 89 Upper Deck Griffey. I mean, I have some, but everybody does. Like, you look at the pop reports on those, and it's like, how many, tens are there? It's like, oh, a lot.
I think even a bunch of Tiffany's out there people got. They're like, you know what? Whatever.
Remember that time at the National, that 85 Tops Mark McGuire PSA 10 sold for $5,000. It was the first one, and now there's like a ton of them.
It's probably sitting in Boiling Springs Sports Card.
That's where real collectors go.
Well, Jim Ross announced that he has been diagnosed with colon cancer. Yeah. He says he's going to have surgery within the next week or two. He went on to say, thanks for your thoughts and prayers. Appreciate it.
Stone cold.
I love watching the January 6th videos of the JR commentary with him, with the guy falling off the wall.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I guess he's going to take a step back for a little bit. He was already kind of part-time with AEW, but I guess he's not going to do his podcast.
I mean, it wasn't even part-time. Like, they would bring him in maybe on a pay-per-view or the last match, the main event, they'd bring him in.
Yeah.
And then I think he was being wheeled in, like literally, in a wheelchair.
No, what sucks is he said that he hoped that he can, stay with AEW. Like, he should never have to, have that frame of mind because he's JR. They should be begging him to stay until he leaves.
Well, I mean, it's that thing where you get older, and it's not anything to do with his colon cancer. He went through the Bell's palsy that would have stopped many men and women's career. 25 years ago, I think, is probably when that started.
I know Vince like to make fun of him, usually from time to time, but,
Yeah.
Worked out for him.
Made not a lot so much of money. For Ed Ferrara, but it worked out for those two gentlemen.
Or the other ones.
Oklahoma didn't do so well.
Yeah, we out of here, man. It's already damn 4 till.
Is it already almost 10 o'clock?
I think so.
326 currently in the world Michael Jordan PSA 10 rookies. I mean, that's 10. A lot. That's a lot.
And they still sell for a lot, but, I mean, this
like $250,000. Or maybe more. I don't even know anymore.
That's going to be more flooded with, God, there's so many good players now.
Mm-hmm.
Market's flooded with all kind of rookie cards. And that's why you got to get these, the Cooper flags, the one of one that somebody pulled in North Carolina.
No way.
Yeah.
The Super Fractor?
Yeah.
God.
So,
what's the name of it?
The Super Fractor.
I love that.
They only make one.
They're beautiful pieces of art, these cards.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a gold credit card, but has a young white man playing basketball on it.
And don't call us nerds. Describe it. Because we'll get you, and you probably collect Pokemon if you're calling us a nerd.
Hey, man. Dude, you know what?
I know this someone another, who does. I'm not judging.
Just another good passing judgment. I saw this dude at Bowling Green Sports Cards several weeks ago, and, like, I mean, jacked, ripped. I mean, just like, what, yeah. Are you a bouncer somewhere or something? I mean, just that kind of guy. And he's asking about when does – actually, I'm going to be talking about this in a minute. When does the Pokemon Destin come out? And I'm like – wow, man. Like, he's probably got a kid or something or whatever.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Maybe or whatever.
Nobody's going to give him grief.
Kids aren't paying $500,000 for one single card or $4 million like Logan Paul did.
He wore it around his neck.
Yeah. Big goober. I mean, you probably don't have one. That's why you bought that card. You know what I mean? Get off me.
Wake up! And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.